So we'll now be going through the full body scan together, which will take around 30 minutes or so. So take your time to set up. Perhaps think about the position you might like to be in. Some people prefer to be laying down, fully laying down with their legs extended, or in a semi-supine position. So with the body laying flat, but the knees bent and the soles of the feet on the ground. This can be a little bit easier for the lower back. Or you may prefer to have a few pillows propped underneath the back if you know that you may fall asleep, if you're feeling a bit sleepy in this practice. Or you could be seated, so can find the position that works best for you and take a little bit of time to set up. And you may also like to think about creating the space and time around you to do this practice, so that may be switching off electricals, your phone, for the next half an hour, letting people in your environment know that you're going to be doing this body scan, to try to avoid interruptions for the next 30 minutes. And may also like to think about temperature of what you need. If you feel a bit cool, you may like to have a blanket nearby, as the body may cool down as you're laying or seated for some time. So take some time with some pillows and props, blankets, whatever you might need. And it's also absolutely okay to change positions as well in this practice. So if you find yourself drifting off to sleep, you find yourself struggling with sleepiness, it's okay to sit up for a little while as you're doing the body scan. You might like to return back to laying. Or if you find yourself becoming uncomfortable any time or kind of tension in one position, it's okay to change positions or move if you need to during this body scan. So I'll give you a little bit of time to just gather those materials. Once you find yourself in that comfortable position, can start to become aware of the position of the body, whatever you've chosen. I'll run this body scan as if you are laying down, but again, it's okay to be seated. So beginning to draw our attention to the sense of weight of the body on the ground. So connecting to the points of the body that are in contact with the ground, that sense of gravity. So as our body, as gravity is holding us gently to the ground is also gently supporting the body. You might feel the points of contact behind the head, behind the shoulders and the shoulder blades, at the hips, backs of the legs and the calves, backs of the heels. You may also notice the natural curves of the body that aren't in contact with the ground. So the natural curve of the spine, perhaps behind the knees. And allowing the body to, it feels comfortable to surrender, relax into the earth, which will support you during this practice. If you could move to get just kind of 5% more comfortable in this practice, how might you move? So you can really allow your bones, your muscles to relax to the ground. begin to draw our attention to the breath. So we don't need to alter the breath in any way, although we may find as soon as we start attending to the breath, we may notice that we suddenly maybe have judgments about the breath of, oh, I'm breathing quite shallowly, or oh, my breathing is a bit uneven. Everybody breathes differently. There's no right or wrong way to breathe. But what we're doing is we're bringing attention to the sensations of the breath, maybe the sound of the breath. So you might feel the breath more on your nostrils as you breathe in and breathe out, or more on the back of the throat. Or you may feel it as the rising and falling of the chest, or the movement of the abdomen. So where do you feel the breath most strongly in your body, that sensation, the breath? Can we really zone in using the spotlight of attention into this area, into this sensation? Could be again even on the shoulders, maybe the sides, the ribs. Some people like to place a hand perhaps on the abdomen or the chest to be able to really feel that movement of the breath as well. So we can use this breath as an anchor place whilst we're doing the body scan. So if at any time you find your attention wandering, or if you find your mind becoming busy, or you have any uncomfortable experiences, maybe sensations of tension or pain, or stronger judgments that are a little bit more challenging, we can come back to this anchor of the breath. If this feels comfortable for you. Not everybody likes to use the breath as an anchor, so it could be that there are other safe places in the body where the sensations feel okay. So it could be coming back to that sensation of gravity on the body and the places of the body that are in contact with the ground to really help us feel grounded. During the practice, it could be sensations in the hands or the feet. So if you're choosing not to use the breath as an anchor today, perhaps experiment with what feels a safe place for you to have as an anchor during this place, during this practice. And know that you always have a choice in this practice that you can come back to this anchor, this place. And then you may choose to return back to the body scan, and you may choose to go to and fro a few times as well. So once more, returning our attention to the breath. And so just a note that in this body scan, we may at some points, especially if we're laying down, feel a little bit sleepy or feel a bit dreamlike, or sometimes in certain parts of the body, some uncomfortable feelings may come up, and that's absolutely okay, really natural. The aim of this practice is to try to be awake, be really present with our awareness. So if you do find yourself drifting off, it's absolutely okay to open the eyes if you're choosing to have them shut this moment in time, or again to move around, even to stand up to, if you need to re-energize just a little bit so you can stay awake during this practice. But perhaps we can set an intention now to try as much as we can to be present, be attentive to our bodies during this practice, and If sleepiness comes in, that's absolutely okay. But to, again, perhaps attend to what that feeling of sleepiness is like. So what is it like to be feeling sleepy? And again, you have a choice to move into that feeling of sleepiness, maybe more kind of dreamlike. But then you also have a choice to come back to your anchor place or come back to the body scan, to attending to a part of the body. So it's okay to maybe drift off, but come back. But perhaps we can set that intention to be really present with our experience of what is going on in the body for you today. And now we'll move our attention from the anchor place or the breath, and we'll bring it all the way down the body, down the left hand side, the left hand leg, down past the ankle and the foot into the left hand toe. So again, we're drawing our focus and our attention to what's happening in the toe of the left hand foot. That could be any sensation at all. Could be temperature, could be tingling, could be the pressure of the a blanket or the clothes. Or it may be not that you don't feel much sensation at all there. So what's it like to be experiencing any kind of numbness in this area? Drawing our attention maybe to the toes, so all of the toes on the left hand foot. Bringing our focus of attention to the sole of the foot. What sensations are arising here? Right at this moment in time, maybe expanding the awareness to include the foot a little bit wider now, so that could be the heel of the foot, top of the foot, thinking about all the little bones, the muscles there. Our feet are often very busy day to day, it can be if we're walking around. So they really hold us up. What sensations are there? Can we bring a sense of kind of thoughtfulness, kindness, patience to the foot? And whatever sensations may be arising here right now at this moment. You may notice that the sensations change over time. Widening our attention now, drawing our focus coming up to the left hand ankle. So the inside of the ankle, the outside of the ankle. And there could be any sensations here. There may be very few sensations or no sensations at this moment in time. Notice if you have any judgments around what may or may not be going on in this part of the body, in the left hand ankle. And bringing our attention to the lower part of the left hand leg now. So the shin, the front side of the left hand leg, the back of the leg, maybe that you feel the pressure of the leg against the ground, again the sensation of clothes. If you find your mind wandering at all, at any point, going on a little journey into the past, into the future, into thoughts. It could be going into story about any of the sensations that come up during this practice. That's absolutely, again, really natural for the mind to do that. And our only task here is to notice when that's happened. And at that point, we have a choice. Do we continue on that journey of the mind? Do we come back to attending to the sensations in the body right now? So you can make that choice. And it will probably happen over and over again throughout this body scan. And that's great. Each time that happens, each time we notice, it's like we're flexing the muscle of mindfulness, bringing the attention back to the body. Drawing the attention a little bit higher now to the left-hand knee. So the front of the knee, the kneecap, back of the knee. What sensations are here right now? And coming a little bit higher to the top of the leg. So the thigh, the back of the thigh, the outer side of the left-hand thigh, the inside, all the way between the knee and the hip. And again, there may be more sensation, there may be less sensation in this part of the body. There may be a temptation to want more, to be striving towards more sensation. Or at any point in any of these parts of the body, there may be less sensation. And bringing our attention up towards the left hand hip now. And then moving across the body, across to the right hand leg, allowing the attention to move all the way back down the right hand leg, down to the right toes. So you may notice some quite different sensations from one side of the body to the other. What's happening right now in the right hand toes? Can we completely let go of the attention of the strong focus we had on that left hand side and bring it to the right hand toes? Again, other feelings and thoughts may be coming up. And at this point, there may be a feeling of sleepiness, or there may be a feeling of wanting to move to other parts of the body, or there may be other parts of our body that are also having strong sensations that are drawing our attention. So, again, noticing that. And there's the very gentle invitation, invite the mind, invite the focus to come back to the toes of the right hand foot. To the sole of the right hand foot. And the foot, the right hand foot was wider, its heel, top of the foot. The ankle, inside of the right ankle, the outside of the right ankle. Again, there may be judgments around. Really normal to have judgments. We say in mindfulness, it's about holding our attention with non-judgment, but judgments will come up. So noticing what those are, there may be feelings of Am I doing this right? That's all part of the experience. And bringing our attention to the lower right hand leg, so the shin, the back of the leg, the calf muscle. What sensations are here right now? Can we be with these sensations just as they are? Or again, if there's not many as many sensations, can we be with that feeling of lack of sensation right now? Moving to the right hand knee, front of the knee, back of the knee. Again, it's okay at any point if you need to come back to that anchor place of the breath, if you find your attention is a little bit kind of fuzzy or going into a sleepy place, it can be useful to come back to that anchor for a few breaths. Or if there are any sensations that come up that feel too strong or too intense in any part of the body, come back to that anchor, the breath, or wherever you've chosen to be your anchor. And then you always have that choice to come back to the body scan. Now we're going to draw our attention to the right hand top of the leg. So the thigh, top of the thigh, back of the thigh, the outside, the inside. Could be any sensations of heaviness or lightness, temperature, could even be tension. Notice our mind can often move into, oh, this is pleasant, or this feels really unpleasant. So that's, again, that's what the mind does. It's our natural tendency of our mind to do that. And that's all right to label that. Let's see if we can stay just with that sensation, without going too much into story. If we notice the mind going into story, a gentle invitation to come back. Bring our attention now into the hips. So the place of the body that's in contact with the ground, again in this area. And we could even breathe into the legs now. So we can either visualize or just kind of feel into the body as we breathe in, as we inhale, the breath journeying from our inhale all the way down the legs, both legs, into the feet, into the toes. And on each exhale, the oxygen, the breath comes back out of the legs. It's almost as if the legs were hollow and we could breathe into them on the inhale, drawing our attention, drawing the breath down, journeying through the tops of the legs, the knees, the lower leg, the feet, toes, then coming back up to the feet, the lower leg, the top of the legs on the exhale. You might like to play with this a few times if you find it helpful. And we'll bring our attention into the area of the hips now, so the back of the hips, the point of the hips meeting, perhaps with the lower spine, the sacrum, the large bone at the bottom of the spine, round the sides of the hips, fronts of the hips, genital area. See if we can really be with the sensations here. Drawing our attention a little bit higher, perhaps into the lower back area now. And this can be an area for some people where there's a little bit more sensation, or if we know that that sometimes we have discomfort here or pain. So it can be a really gentle, light touch of attention here into these sensations. Again, if you need to move at any point during this body scan to get a little bit more comfortable, so we've been lying or sitting still for a while now, it's okay. Or you can come back to the anchor, the breath, if you need to. Coming to these sensations just as they are. If there is any discomfort, where does this discomfort start in the body, in this area? Where does it end? Can we use the breath to breathe in, give this part of the body a little bit more nourishment, a bit more oxygen? Again, you can choose for your attention to zone into these sensations and move out again. And maybe notice that these sensations maybe change over time. Drawing our attention a bit higher to the mid area of the back and the spine. What sensations are here? And coming into the shoulders, the top of the spine, the upper back. Again, if there is any tension holding, can we be with that? There's an invitation as well. Is there any way we can let that go? Little bit here. Again, it can be a choice, just being with that sensation, or maybe moving a little bit if you need to allow the muscles to relax here. Seeing if we can really feel into the shoulders and the shoulder blades from the inside. And noticing maybe our minds will label an uncomfortable sensation as tension or as pain. If we take the sensation as this pure sensation, this pure message of electrical activity moving from this part of the body to the brain as a mental event. What is this quality of this sensation right now? Moving our attention over the shoulders, touching on the tops of the shoulders now, coming down to the chest. You might notice the ribs, the chest moving, rising and falling here with the breath. bringing the attention a little bit lower into the solar plexus area, into the mid abdomen. What sensations are here? And again, the mind may wander. It may have wandered many times, and that's no indication of whether you're doing it right, whether you're doing it wrong, whether you're good at mindfulness or good at doing the body scan. Actually, you're just setting this intention to be here with these sensations, with your body right now. So if you're still attending, if you still have that intention to attend, it doesn't matter how many times the mind wanders. We can have that choice to invite it back. And drawing the attention a little bit lower into the lower abdomen. Again, you may feel the breath here. You may not feel the breath here so much. Again, everybody breathes differently. What sensations are in this part of the body? You may feel more sensation here. You may feel less. Sometimes emotions, which are kind of like patterns of sensation, can arise in the core of the body. So if anything ever feels unsafe in this area, feels too much, come back to the breath, or come back to perhaps the another anchor place in the body that feels safe. It could be the hands or the feet. It's a choice. Can you be here with whatever is arising in this moment? Sensation, emotion, thoughts that come up. And you can touch on it gently. And at any point, you can bring the focus to the anchor. And then back again if you want to. Just a gentle journey and exploration. And can we look at our sensations, our body, emotions, our thoughts, with a little bit of compassion, with a little bit of patience. And bringing our attention back up to the shoulders and to the tops of the arms. Again, if you're feeling sleepy at any point, we can think about the intention of staying present. So if you need to open the eyes, if you need to move, it's okay to do so. Moving our attention to the elbows, the lower arms, and the wrists. What sensations can you feel here, if any? Moving our attention to the hands, the palms of the hands, the backs of the hands. We have a lot of nerve endings, a lot of sensory nerves in our hands, our fingers. So generally people sometimes find they maybe feel more sensations here. To the fingers. There may be tingling sensations, there may be sensations of temperature or pressure. There may be sensations we can't even have really label. It may feel kind of really alive in the hands. Again, sometimes it may feel like there's less sensations there. whatever is coming up for you right now is really normal. If we can be with our hands and our arms, thinking about how much our hands do for us on a day-to-day basis, all the things our hands do just automatically. And right now we're taking a bit of time to step out of that autopilot and really feel into what's happening in this part of the body right now. And you may like to breathe into the arms and the hands in the same way that we did into the legs. So on the inhale, we bring breath down to the tops of the arms, the lower arms, into the hands, the fingers. Then on the exhale, coming back to the hands, the lower arms, back out of the tops of the arms. So again, if it's helpful for you, you can imagine that arms are a little bit like hollow. We can breathe, the breath journeys, travels down into them as we breathe in and travels back out of them as we breathe out. And now bringing our attention from the hands, from the arms, into the back of the neck, to the cervical spine, into the sides of the neck, the front side of the neck, the throat. What's going on here right now? And drawing attention to the back of the head, and you may feel the contact of the head with the ground, a sense of heaviness of the head here, and into the top of the head, and bringing attention to the forehead. You may feel some tension here. If you do, you can, the gentle invitation to see if we can relax the forehead. If not, just being with whatever sensations are here. Bringing attention to the eyebrows, to the eyes, the eyelids, the eyelashes. To the point between the eyebrows. Down the nose. Feeling the nostrils. Whatever sensations are here. The cheeks. The top lip. You may feel the breath as you breathe in and out. On the top lip, you may feel some sensations here. The bottom lip. Both lips together, what sensations can you feel on the lips? And inside of the mouth. You feel the sensation of the tongue, maybe resting against the roof of the mouth, maybe relaxed. The teeth and the gums. So again, this part of the body, the mouth, can have a lot more sensory neurons, can have a lot more sensations. and moving our attention to the chin and to the jaw. Some people can hold a little bit of tension in the jaw. Again, so as an invitation, if you'd like to, again, you have choice to, you can relax this part of the body or just notice what sensations are here in the jaw right now. Bringing our attention to the whole face. Again, thinking about how our face makes so many expressions throughout the day, has so many intricate muscles, allows us to do so many things, like convey emotion, smile, laugh, show other emotions, sadness, frustration. Can we have some compassion for what our faces do for us every day? Again, if that's challenging at all at any point, that can be really normal. Just noticing that feeling, whatever feelings are coming up for you now. Now we've touched into hopefully every area of the body. We've checked in, paid a little bit of attention to the whole body. So just revisiting parts of the body broadly now. So perhaps bringing attention to the whole head, face, and neck together. And bringing attention to both arms together, tops of the arms, the elbows, the lower arms, the wrists, hands and fingers, of both arms together. May notice that one side has different sensations to the other, or you may be attending more to one side than the other. Bringing attention to the whole of the top half of the body. So the head and neck, both arms, the back side of the trunk of the body, the back, the spine, the front side of the body. Bringing attention to both legs together, the left and right leg. Tops of the legs, the knees, the lower legs, the ankles and the feet, and the toes. Noticing both legs together. Can you feel into the whole of the left side of the body? So the left hand leg, the left hip, left of the core, the trunk of the body, the left arm and hands. And can you let that go now and move attention across to the right hand side of the body? The right leg, foot, core of the body, the right hip, chest on the right, and the right shoulder, arm and hand. Feeling into the whole body, all the right hand side of the body, all of the sensations there. Again, notice if any judgment comes up, if you find this a bit of a challenge, if this is new to you. And remember, this is a practice, and it can take a little bit of practice, and there's no right or wrong way to do this. And now drawing attention to the whole of the back side of the body. Might be helpful to move back into thinking about or feeling into all the points of contact the body has with the ground. Back of the head, shoulders, the back, spine, the backs of the hips, the backs of the legs and the feet. And the whole now of the front side of the body, the chest, the hips, the front sides of the legs, shins and the feet. And now we're going to feel into the whole body as we lay here. So that was be the feet, the legs, core of the body, the front and back sides, the sides of the body, the chest, shoulders, arms, hands, head and neck and face. Opening, broadening, expanding our awareness. Every part of the body that is speaking to us, any point, we may find our attention drifting to different parts of the body. As we lay here, encompassing the whole body in our awareness, in our attention, present with the sensations, emotions, and thoughts. And I'll leave you here just for a few breaths, a few more breaths to really be present with the body. As we know that we'll be coming towards the end of this body scan. So knowing that we can come back to the body at any time, we can come back to this place at any time. And now coming back to the body, the breath, once more. Noting that we're coming towards the end of the body scan now. So what is that transition like for you? Knowing that you're coming towards the end of the body scan. What might you need to do to move from this space into the rest of your day? So that could be to take a couple of deeper breaths, could be to invite a little bit of movement into the body, could be the toes or the hands, fingers, could be to allow a full body stretch. Notice if the mind now is having a tendency to jump ahead. If we can just, for this last few moments, keep the body, the mind, where it is, just on the next few steps of coming out of this scan. If you've been laying on your back, you might like to roll onto your side for a few breaths. You've had your eyes closed, you may like to let a little bit of light in, gently blink the eyes open. If you're laying on your side, using the hand to push yourself upwards, taking your time, as much time as you need if you've been laying, letting the head come up last. and taking a bit of time to really take a bit of gratitude, and that you've honoured your body and you've taken the time to be with yourself, be with your experience just as it is in this body scan. Before you move into the rest of your day.